And welcome to Life Wives for Life, a conversational podcast where three best friends talk about life
and stuff
and their fish.
Yay! That's us. We're three best friends. And this is our first ever podcast. Mm-hmm. I'm Nicole.
I'm Sarah.
I'm Lindsay.
And this is our inaugural episode, which I apparently have a hard time saying. We should probably tell our listeners, because there will be so many.
So many listeners.
A little bit about ourselves. Sarah, would you like to go first?
Sure. Hi, I'm Sarah. I like tide pools and coffee, and I'm a Ravenclaw. Lindsay?
Okay, well, I'm Lindsay. I like dolphins and beer, and I am a Hufflepuff.
And I'm Nicole, and I am a Ravenclaw. Let's just get that out of there. Two Ravenclaws and a Hufflepuff, so you can guess who is taking care of the actual recording element. It's not me, but it is another Ravenclaw.
And who brought you chocolate eggs for dessert?
You're a good Hufflepuff.
I know.
Bring the wine to this podcast and also the chocolate.
Yeah, so.
A little bit about me. I am a nerd, as we all are, and I like Star Wars. In fact, I talked to the people who sold me runners today about Star Wars for a good 15 minutes, so that's fun. I also like long walks on the beach, and I'm getting married this summer.
It's a true really story.
I'm sure something
might come up.
I'm really excited because you guys are this, and I'm excited to do this.
Yay!
Yeah, we're super excited to have a podcast, and we figured for our first episode, we would start with an origin story, because who doesn't like an origin story?
It's true. It is kind of a superhero origin story.
Because this is not just the origin story of any one of the three of us. In fact, it's not an origin story of any one of the three of us. This is the origin story of that fish that we mentioned up at the top of our podcast. This fish, who is here in front of us, because we don't go anywhere without him, his name is Charlie. And he is an Atlantic cod, and he's not real.
He's made of stuffing and love.
He's a stuffed fish of the fake stuffed variety. It's really hard to describe.
No, it's fair.
There will be a picture.
There's a picture.
Probably already seen a picture.
Probably. Yeah.
And he has a pretty epic superhero origin story that also goes a long way to explaining why the three of us are what we fondly refer to as life wives. So, Lindsay,
I believe
that you are the one who actually purchased.
That is a lie. Charlie. You purchased him.
Oh, I purchased him. Oh, I'm sorry, Charlie.
Lindsay is the one who remembers all the things.
Lindsay is.
It's
the
true,
one who
and he lives at my house, so.
This is why I was just conflating those two things. Right, I purchased Charlie, the Atlantic codfish, from the World Wildlife Federation.
In Canada, they sell codfish as a fundraiser.
Because
they're kind of important.
Canada.
Yep. Because Canada.
Also, we're Canadian.
Did you notice? You might.
It would be really interesting to notice if people notice our accents, because we don't.
No.
We
don't have accents.
Anyway, World Wildlife Fund, they sell animals that you can adopt, which is really exciting. Mm-hmm. And once upon a time, in a year that Lindsay can remember.
2010.
Thank you. The three of us had already become very, very good friends, but unfortunately, one of the three of us was not going to be able to come on the most recent trip we were going on. Was that hard for you, Sarah?
It was hard.
It was our first trip.
It was our first big trip together, and I couldn't get the time off, I think. I don't really remember. I'd, like, fairly recently started a new job at that point, and, you know, taking 3 weeks or whatever, it ended up being to go on an adventure. It was not going to happen, unfortunately. So,
we were sad.
Yeah.
And we drank a lot and cried a lot. Mm-hmm. Maybe less of the crying and more of the drinking.
Yeah, there wasn't too much crying. We're just like...
But we were sad.
Yeah. We were bummed.
So, Lindsay and I hatched this plot to bring along something to represent Sarah on the trip that Lindsay and I were going to go on.
Because we love each other.
Right. We hatched this plot to bring something along on our trip with Lindsay and I. To represent Sarah that we could take pictures of to make Sarah feel like she was there. For a while, we thought we could bring a flat Sarah, flat Stanley fame, which some of you may know that story. But that wasn't really going to cut the mustard. So...
Podcast show note cut to, they got the mustard out from Once More With Feeling.
Yes.
We'll see. I don't know how good I am at anything yet.
Now, what we decided to get instead of a flat Sarah, what it might make more sense if you explain.
Just wait, where we were going?
Yeah. Lindsay, where were we going?
We were going to the east coast of Canada, Nicole. The Maritimes, you might say. To visit the Atlantic, where Charlie's from. To visit our other good friend, Michelle, who maybe one day you'll meet and be like, what kind of crazy accent is that?
Hi, Michelle. So, yeah, we were going to the east coast of Canada, and it's important to note here that all three of us live on the west coast of Canada. Pretty much almost as far west as you can get,
like,
and we were going
99% west.
We were going almost as far east.
We did go. Yeah. There's a photo of us at the eastern point.
If you don't know, Canada's really big. So the Atlantic provinces of Canada, of which there are four, they are all fairly dependent on the Atlantic Ocean. And in the ocean, there are fish. And for a very, very, very long time, livelihoods of peoples in the Maritimes or the Atlantic provinces were really dependent on the fish that they would fish from the Atlantic. The most famous of which was
the Atlantic cod.
Da, 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 until they fish them all away. And
which is why WWF sells stuff once now.
Yes. It's a sad, sad story that we will not get into. Because this is a happy podcast.
Which means I will put a link to the show in the show notes to the Heritage Moment about codfish.
Oh, exciting! We also love Heritage Moments.
Because we're Canadian and we're nerds.
Yeah. We'll get into the Heritage Moments if you've never heard of them. But they're a good time.
Canadians are going to love this podcast. Yeah. So we bought Charlie the Atlantic codfish because we were going to the Atlantic. We were going to the Maritimes. Cod's really important there. But most importantly, because our friend Michelle, who we were going to visit, was living in Newfoundland. And Newfoundlanders, also known as Newfies, they have this tradition that is interesting.
Let's go with that word.
And also quite sweet. In you have to go through this ceremony that takes place in drinking establishments. And there are four main parts to the ceremony. One, you have to drink screech, because the ceremony is called a screeching in ceremony. Sarah, have you ever had screech before?
No, I have not, because I've never been to Newfoundland.
There we go. Lindsay, you and I were there. We both got screeched
yep.
in.
Yep, it's true.
How did that taste?
I don't remember. Well, firstly, it was 7 years ago. Yeah. Secondly, I may have had some drinks. I may have been in my cups,
oh.
as they say, before and after. And the entire time we were there.
That's really what happened.
But it was also just a shot, so it's not like it stays with you for a long time anyway.
It's very strong, and it's basically redistilled bottle of the barrel of rum.
Yeah.
It's a delicacy in New
Sure.
So that's one thing. You have to drink a shot of screech. The second thing is you have to eat Spam. I'm not really sure why.
I don't know why either. Hey, Michelle, do you want to comment on our podcast and tell us why we have to do that?
Yeah,
thanks.
The third thing is you have to learn Newfoundlandese, and I really wish I could remember what it was that we learned how to say, but I also may have been in my cups. And it was
just a smidge.
But the fourth and really best part of the screeching in ceremony is when you have to kiss something, and that thing that you have to kiss is a cod. A real dead one.
Frozen.
Very frozen.
Sometimes it may be fresher, but it's always dead. Anyway, we kissed a very frozen one. But the cod is an integral part of the screeching in ceremony. So cods, to recap, very important to the history of Atlantic Canada.
Yes.
Once very plentiful in the Atlantic itself, now endangered, hence WWF. Also a big part of the drinking ceremony. So we bought a cod so that it was like Sarah could be with us on
it. I could kiss a cod when you came back.
Exactly.
I still not screeched it, but
that's fine. But Newfoundland was the last place we went to on that trip, so he met many a people.
And he kissed
many a people.
Yeah, I wasn't the first one to Charlie.
No.
Or were you the last?
Nope. Nope.
Charlie has had many baths.
Yes, he has. I wash him often. He is covered in the dirt of the Maritimes and California, New York, and England, and the Galapagos, and Florida.
Hawaii.
Once he was in the hands of Justin Trudeau, but that's a story for later. Teaser. And, oh yeah, Hawaii.
Is he on a submarine?
On a submarine,
yeah, twice. On a submarine.
Washington, D.C.
Yeah. famous cod you are following on Facebook.
Yep, true story. And, you know, as we go on the social media for Life Wives for Life, you will see some photos. Some new photos and some old photos. So keep up and get ready. Do you want to talk about why Charlie's named Charlie?
I do, but first I want to tell you what it is that we learned in Newfoundland, because I was excited to remember that. So I googled the screeching in ceremony official words, and here we go, in my best Newfoundland. Indeed we do, me old cock, and long may your big jib draw.
Oh, yeah.
And
no,
is there a translation available?
There is. Indeed we do means we do. Me old cock is an old English cockney term meaning dear friend. So we do, dear friend, and long may your big jib draw is a mariner's term meaning may you always have favorable winds and a safe voyage.
But anyway, let's talk about why Charlie's named Charlie. Because when he first came into our lives, his name was First Lieutenant Charlie. It's been 7 years.
First Lieutenant Charlie, if you're
also true. It's been 7 years. His birthday is in exactly a week. No.
When we're recording this.
6 days, not
Easter
a week.
Monday.
Easter Monday, 2017. Not because it's Easter.
Just the date.
He's not like that, guys. It's just the date, April 17th, in case you want to put it in your notebooks for later.
Yeah.
So he'll be seven.
Mm-hmm.
But now he is a captain.
He is a captain.
Because he's performed many feats.
Mm-hmm. But the name Charlie came
from our good friend, Charlie Conway, of the Mighty Ducks.
Everybody's favorite captain.
Because, true, because according to my Facebook memories, I have this, because I just put it up, 10 years ago, almost exactly, not 10, sorry, 7 years ago, almost right before we left, was when we saw Joshua Jackson, and we had that moment that was...
Yeah, we're lucky enough to live in a town where they film lots of things.
Yeah.
Pretty much everything that films in Canada films here.
Everything that's American that films in Canada.
Yeah.
Everything that's Canadian films in Toronto.
Yeah. Yeah. And many of the television shows on the CW film. I'm pretty sure every...
I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure the CW just lives here.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of sci-fi.
A great, great show that we highly recommend at least the first two seasons of, and then maybe...
Three! The third season is good.
Maybe you can just stop and not finish. But watch the first 2 to 3 seasons of Fringe.
Yes. The first season isn't filmed in Vancouver, just so you're not confused. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know where it was filmed. I feel that it was filmed in the East? Like in Maine or Maryland or one of those places?
Yeah.
But the second season is the best, but the third season is when they go to the other side, and Lincoln's there.
Lincoln is good.
Yeah.
And sci-fi shows in
Lincoln. I know. And then there's Bolivia and all of that fun stuff. Anyway.
We'll get to recommendations
later.
Joshua Jackson.
Is dreamy.
Very, very good. And he is star French, and he is also Canadian.
Yep, and also the star of Mighty Ducks.
He's Charlie.
Charlie Conway.
So we were looking for a Canadian name, and that seemed appropriate. And of course he was... Yeah. Charlie the Cod. That works. And of course his First Lieutenant, after all West Wing fans will know, after First Lieutenant Will, known as First Lieutenant Will from Evidence of Things Unseen, everybody's favorites, Vernal Equinox episode.
Which also, side note story, all three of us have stood an egg on its end at the equator. Because
true.
Because we could. Yeah. True story.
And Charlie was there.
Yep. And also, we started this podcast because we started to love podcasts because of Josh Molina's fantastic podcast.
Shout out to the West Wing.
The West Wing Weekly.
Thank you.
We're not obsessed.
Nope, everything's fine. Anyway, so that was Charlie's original name.
That was his origin story.
First
He's now a captain. Behind that, which we'll tell another day. But he did actually graduate to become a captain
true.
On one of his many seafaring voyages.
Mm-hmm. And he's met many members of the Navy, both American and Canadian.
Yeah.
The head of the Canadian Navy.
True fact.
Again, spoiler alert for later stories.
Here's what I'll say about Charlie. Any of you listening out there, if you feel the need to meet people who you otherwise wouldn't feel comfortable introducing yourself to, be they celebrities, be they, you know, the head of your country, be they
attractive,
really attractive people of whatever variety
you are attracted to.
Submariners.
Also Submariners.
Get yourself a little stuffed animal.
Yep.
And use it as an icebreaker.
Yeah, it works. Because when we first took him around, we lied.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We told them it was for our friend who broke their leg and couldn't come on the trip.
You're big old liars. I thought it was like your little sister.
It was both. And they
don't really lie anymore about him.
No, because it doesn't really matter. And it's been 7 years, so what's the point about lying?
Yeah.
So
Charlie's great.
And like, again, most people are really excited to meet him. Yeah. So
if we ever meet any of you, fair listeners, we will have Charlie with us, and you're welcome to kiss him, and we promise he will have been cleaned.
Ish.
And then you can be an honorary life wife for life! I've had a little bit of wine. An honorary life wife for life.
Speaking of which, did you want to explain that there, Nicole Can?
How we're life wives?
Yeah.
Well, okay. So, as I said, I'm getting married to a wonderful man who I love quite dearly, who will be my life husband for life.
Yeah. also, like, your actual husband.
Yes,
yeah.
My actual husband.
No.
Life wife is, like, a distinguishing fact from, like, actual spouse.
No, yeah, because it was originated from, like, work wife.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is kind of a terrible term.
Yeah.
Well, if you use it in derogatory terms, but if you don't, if you use it as, like, they're your person at work,
yes.
Not they're your person at work who takes care of you in a derogatory wife taking care of you fashion, but in a fact that they're your person.
Yeah, you're one supportive person, or in our case, two supportive people.
So, long before Dan, my fiancé, came into my life, I knew both of you, and you were both very, very important to me, and ultimately were that person in my life, and we were each those two people in each other's lives. And I don't even really remember when we coined the phrase life wife. That's probably Lindsay. She's really good like that.
It was, I think, the same time around that we coined slime mold for life, which is a story for later.
But yeah, like, just those people that you can just be who you are.
Yeah.
And always have your back, and that's not a great word for that, because, like, BFF kind of gets thrown around.
Yeah, and I get a lot of people get confused, because I'm like, oh, my best friend Nicole, oh, my best friend Sarah,
yeah,
oh, my best friend Michelle,
yeah.
And then they're like, you can't have three best friends. I'm like, but I can.
I'm not nine, so I'm allowed.
I'm allowed to do whatever I want. They're my three best friends. I talk to all three of them every single day.
Yeah.
And just because one of them lives in Melbourne right now doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, and yeah, it's a good term for how we look after each other.
Exactly. And make sure that we fold our laundry.
I'm not so good at that. That's why I have life wives.
Yay!
Thanks, guys, for reminding me to fold my laundry.
It's true. And Sarah takes care of us and keeps us alive when we go on trips.
That's true.
Yeah.
And yeah, we all make sure that the other people are, like, eating and alive and make it home safe. And
yeah.
And Charlie's kind of a good, just general, like, vessel for all of that love and affection. And he comes with one or two of us whenever we need kind of that morale from the actual people, but maybe they can't be there for whatever reason.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's true.
He also comes up for lots of special occasions.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He'll be coming to all of our coming up trips, including the wedding.
He, in fact, has a really important job.
He does a really important job at the wedding.
He is our ring fish.
As opposed to a ring bear.
Yep.
Being carried down the aisle by our ring bear.
No, he's a ring bear.
He's a ring bear. He's my nephew, and he has requested that he be called the ring bear.
Second cousin.
Still, yeah, close enough.
It's fair.
Cousin's kid. He's my nephew. Might as well.
It's fine.
Yeah. So he has requested that he be called the ring bear. So our ring bear is carrying our ring fish.
It's very natural ecosystem kind of thing.
It's like we're marine biologists.
It is, kind of. A little bit.
Recovering
marine biologists. No, I like that. I think that's how we should.
So there will be rings tied around Charlie, and he better not get lost or eaten by a real bear.
Because it's at a camp.
Canadian wilderness.
What's the daytime?
I think we'll be fine.
Yeah. And plus, he'll be down at the end of the aisle. If the bear was going to eat anything, he'd be eating all sorts of other people first.
It's true.
So any of those wedding guests listening, just beware of them.
Also,
bear aware.
Bear aware. Also, I'll have the bouquet, because I just learned that in the top 8 things I have to do is a mow. So I'll just throw it at the bear, it'll be fine.
It's also going to be, like, all food.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Protect Charlie. Distract the bear.
Because the bear would, if you had a choice, bear, between barbecue and a stuffed fish, what would you pick?
Always going to pick barbecue.
Because Charlie doesn't smell. No. Especially since I will definitely give him a bath before the wedding, because he'll be in, like, expensive wedding photos. Have you told your photographer? Because that might be weird.
I have not. I have told many of the other people involved in the wedding.
Jan knows, right?
Yes, Jan does know. Jan thinks that we're awesome.
Yeah, that's fair.
It's really nice that I have a real-life fiancé and soon-to-be a real-life husband who is fully accepting of my two life wives in my life.
Yeah. It's kind of a deal-breaker, really.
It was. Yeah.
Like, he doesn't have to love us, but he has to deal with it.
Yeah, he does. Love you guys. I know. I know, because he bought me that beer. Well, us. He is the best. And there was that time that he really wanted to make us nachos.
Yeah, that's the story.
Nachos.
So,
sorry, I'm just thinking about nachos.
Will be a part of our life wife forever.
Mm-hmm.
He's a big, important symbol of that. Which is kind of why, for a little bit, when we were toying around the idea of having this podcast and coming together and sharing stories, we did toy with the idea of calling ourselves Charlie's Angels, because there are 3 of us,
and,
well, we are.
And currently, because you just got your hair done, we are a blondish brunette and a reddish.
Yeah, we're the ishes.
We're the ishes.
Of the Charlie's Angels.
Totally works, guys. It totally works.
But there's some copyright issues.
Yeah, and we didn't really want to get sued.
We just didn't want to get into it at all.
Yeah. Be hard for social media. And
LifeWives is better.
LifeWives is better. Yeah. And our hashtag will be hashtag LW4L. 4 being the number.
Good job.
Yeah.
Thank you for clarifying.
Anytime.
This is our social media lady.
She is. She does all the social media for all the things.
Mm-hmm.
And we would love to know if other people have LifeWives.
Yeah. Definitely.
I don't even. The actual term.
Nope.
Like, I don't know what other words to use.
Nope. So it just kind of happened.
For our people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And for us, that means like what?
Mm-hmm.
Well, now that we've talked about Charlie's origin story, do you want to talk about the other thing that also unites us, which is our Canadianness?
Oh, I was going to say this wine.
The next thing we thought we would do on our podcast was have a Canadian segment.
Yes. Canada.
Oh, Canada. And it's okay to do that, because that song's not copyrighted.
True story.
So we figured this week, because you're all getting to know us, we would share our favorite things about being Canadian. So who wants to go first?
Well, I had a hard time thinking about it because there's so many things, and I came up with like 5 other ones while we were having that conversation, including heritage moments. But I think probably my favorite is every country kind of has its own language and dialect and things that people in your country only understand. But I think what I like about Canada most is that our language revolves around a coffee chain, and everybody knows exactly what you're talking about.
True.
And like it was in that Joshua Jackson movie. With the roll up the rim and the double-double, and like literally,
yeah,
no, 1 week, one week.
7 days equals 1 week.
It's a good movie, a little sad, but very good and very Canadian.
And
very attractive.
Which is also very Canadian.
Very Canadian, yes. Because in case you guys didn't know, gentle listeners, Joshua Jackson, Ryan Gosling, Ryan Reynolds.
It's the trifecta of hotness.
Also, look up our Prime Minister. You're welcome. But yeah, I think that's how I feel. Yeah. Timmy, like everybody knows, the entire country is like, it's the end of February. It's time to roll up the rim and win some donuts or some wedges, which was a very controversial thing this year.
But yeah, don't forget about your Timbits and your double-doubles.
Yep, and all of that.
Did you really win anything from rolling up rims?
No, but I think I only played once.
I only played once or twice.
I play it every day.
There's free coffee at my office, and my office is really close to my house.
Yes. So. There's not a Timmy's on my way.
I broke my travel mug, and there is a Timmy's at both ends of the SkyTrain stops on my commute. So
I used to go to Timmy's once-ish every week on average after work with a friend from work, but then he didn't work there anymore. So no chances of rolling up the rims.
I won 2 donuts and 4 free coffees/tea since I don't drink coffee.
Hooray! That's a good, so a good deal. Happy, yeah.
Considering I had at least one a day.
That's a pretty good average.
Not amazing, but no. Good.
I really wanted to win the car, though.
Or the $5,000 of cash.
Yes. Yeah. Also,
any of the above.
Nicole, what's your favorite thing about being Canadian? My favorite thing about being Canadian is everything. I am incredibly proud to be Canadian, and I am incredibly proud of the things that we have done as a country. I'm also proud of how we acknowledge the things we're not proud of. I think that every year we get better and better about that as a country, and I think every country has things they're not proud of, and I'm proud of how we handle that. But similarly to Lindsay, I had a hard time coming up with just one thing. And maybe it's because of what's going on in the world, and maybe it's just because of who I am as a person. I actually think my favorite thing about being Canadian is that we're known as being polite.
Mm-hmm.
I think that that is a really important value to have always, but especially now, to be respectful and to be polite. And I love that we are known for that, and I try to uphold that. And I love that it's also true most of the time.
Yeah.
Like, yes, there are impolite Canadians. There are rude Canadians. We're not all full of sugar and dreams and puppies and rainbows. But as a whole, compared to the 30-some-odd other countries that I've traveled to in my life, I do think that we are very polite people, and I'm proud of that.
Aw, nice. Strangely, I thought this would be a really easy question, too, but I found it really hard. I kept thinking of all the things that I really like about being Canadian, but none of them are perfect. Like, I love the CBC. I'm a huge fan of the CBC.
There's some really good content. Canadian Broadcasting Corporation.
It's a crown corporation, like a public, kind of like a company? I don't really know where it is.
I don't know how it works.
Anyways, it's radio and television.
It's more like BBC than PBS.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, it's not a non-profit.
It's Canada's BBC.
Yeah, basically. Yeah.
So if you're an Australian ABC, not an ABC.
No. Yeah, an Australian ABC.
So there's a couple radio stations that do podcasts. One of my all-time favorite podcasts, Quirks and Quarks, is done by CBC. It's a great science podcast. But also, like, they make some really terrible television.
That's true.
I haven't watched it, but they remade Anne of Green Gables, which is just unnecessary.
No.
It's actually good, though.
Which one? The latest one?
Right now.
Okay.
The TV show, not the movie.
With Jasper Dale.
Yes. Anyways, I don't care if it's good or not. It's unnecessary.
It's unnecessary.
But, okay, wait for a second.
Yes.
As Canadians,
yes,
it is in our DNA to retell the story.
That's true.
Of Peoples basically every decade.
It's true.
It's very important.
But this is the first example of
yes.
No, yeah. And I think that it would be important for anyone watching the new Anne of Green Gables as their first Anne of Green Gables, to then be like, no.
Watch the real one.
Watch the real one, because you don't know love until you've seen Gilbert Bly.
Yeah. Hands up if your first crush was Gilbert Bly.
It's a podcast, but we all have our hands up.
Anyway, so yeah. Most of the things I love about the CBC, I love, but it's not perfect.
Actually, sorry, my first crush was MacGyver, but he's Canadian, so it doesn't matter.
Universal Healthcare, I'm also a big fan. It leads to really big weights, though, so I kept trying to think of all these things that I love, and everything had flaws. And then I realized that one of my favorite things about being Canadian is that we all love these things, and they all have flaws.
Yeah. Aww.
I think we love them not despite their flaws, but
because of their flaws. Yeah.
Not despite or in spite, but just we love the flaws at all.
Yeah. No, I think I've been rewatching How I Met Your Mother, and there's a lot of Canadian bashing on that show, but I love it. I love the Canadian bashing because everything they say about us is true, and I'm just so proud of it.
Yeah,
because we're awesome.
It's true. So I don't know. I'm really proud of the fact that we can look at the things that our country has and love them, lumps and warts and tiny populations and all.
Exactly.
Yeah,
and rocks and trees.
And rocks and trees, indeed. Yeah. Also, we burnt the White House down.
We did burn the White House down. pretty proud of that too.
Yeah, we should. We'll link to some arrogant worms later.
Yep. I'm just gonna put that in my notepad.
Okay.
All right.
Well, we recommended some things that we like about Canada.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that we also wanted to recommend to each other and our listeners.
No, there's two segments. We have recommend to each other, which we haven't gotten to yet. That's for next week.
Yes.
Recommend something that the other two people haven't seen and make them watch it.
Yes.
Or read it or drink it or whatever. Do something with it.
You can't use this as an excuse to make me drink beer.
Yeah.
Well, made you drink beer on your 30th birthday. It was fine.
Sure. Alright.
Hey, once we made you eat a carrot and then all of a sudden you love carrots, sure, so...
Okay, some recommendations.
Some recommendations.
Okay.
We have some recommendations.
Recommendations for the podcast. Yes.
Sarah, you go first.
Okay. My recommendation, it's kind of complicated, but it basically is rewatching the 90s.
Yeah, yeah.
I've been on a super 90s TV kick, sort of accidentally, from three different avenues, babysitting, and we watched a solid chunk of season 2 of Friends.
It was a good time.
Surprisingly good.
Yeah.
Really well.
He's our lobster.
And then I've been watching The West Wing a lot, which I always watch The West Wing a lot, but because of The West Wing Weekly, I was sort of slowly watching the beginning seasons, which I love, and we're out of the 90s now, where The West Wing Weekly is, but I still, the beginning especially, feels very 90s.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have been rewatching all of Buffy, which is always a good time.
It is a good time.
Yeah, makes me feel very nostalgic because I graduated the same year as Buffy, so it just always makes me think of 90s.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's very good, and it makes me think of the 90s because I rewatched Buffy in the summer, mm-hmm. and then I rewatched it a little bit also just now for Buffy Slays 20.
Yeah,
and it just never stops being awesome.
No. And then I was thinking about all the other 90s things that I would love to rewatch. Some of which are easier than others, like ER. I think we have a bunch of seasons of ER.
I do.
And I have the first season of Murphy Brown, which I
that's so good.
I don't know if the first season was actually good. I think it might have been.
It might have been in the 80s. I'm not sure. Like, it was on for a long time, right?
Ollie McBeal.
That was like the end of the 90s, too.
Yeah, did you know, fun fact, only one season of Murphy Brown ever came out on
Yeah,
TV.
Because of the music.
Yeah, they had so much.
I think that's what happened with The Wonder Years, too, because I have the first season of The Wonder Years, but The Wonder Years is a good show.
Watching them, other than the first season of Murphy Brown, which I do own on DVD, and it's amazing.
But we're going through a lot of 90s nostalgia in the world too. There's Full House and Girl and Boy Meets World, and
yeah,
it is like whatever you say about the quality of the reboots,
yeah,
it still brings back your nostalgia. And we did have an amazing 90s themed prom for your graduation last year.
I graduated from short term, like 12-week course, and
we had a prom.
And I was able to bring 2 dates, so who else did I bring my life
with? Yep. And she won the Hermione Award because she's a giant, awesome nerd.
It was awesome. So basically, 90s nostalgia. As much as, you know, I was pretty awkward in most of the 90s, which hasn't changed much.
No, but it's
that I still don't love so much of the 90s.
Yeah.
So tweet at us your favorite thing
from the 90s. And make sure it's the 90s. Bye 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 came out in March 2000. I'm just putting that out there now.
Can I challenge you and say that the year 2000 is actually part of the 90s?
Only if you're Toby and not Sam.
I'm okay with that.
Feel like
it's part of the... I don't... No, exactly. I would argue that the new millennium started in the year 2001, like all of those people argued, but the 90s was 1990.
Has to have a 9 in it?
Yeah, okay. To 1999.
Yeah, whereas the 10th decade of the 1900s. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how you count, right?
Well, exactly.
I'm glad we clarified all of
that. Yeah. What is your recommendation?
My recommendation is another podcast. So I have been listening to a lot of podcasts for the last 2 years, I guess, when I kind of discovered podcasts and also moved out to the suburbs and still work in downtown. So I have longer commutes, and podcasts help me get through that. And recently, I have been on a big kick with a podcast called Myths and Legends. And so I'm a huge Greek mythology nerd, specifically Greek mythology, a little bit Roman. I studied it in university, not as like my main subject, but to try and up my GPA when I kept failing calculus. And I really, really
only you knew Sarah then.
I know. Sarah's been helping me a lot. I haven't taken calculus since 2000. So I probably couldn't have.
Anyway, I really love Greek mythology. I have since I was a kid. And I've like dabbled in Egyptian and Norse mythology. But that's about as far as it goes.
Because you love Thor?
Well, I do love Thor. Yes. That is the story for later. But what I love about this podcast, and I wish I could remember the name of the guy who does it, but it's called Myths and Legends. That's its official title on iTunes. And the guy who does it, he picks some stories that you think you know, like the one I was listening to today was actually about the princess and the frog, so you wouldn't call that Greek mythology, or sorry, not even just Greek, but mythology. It's kind of folklore, so that's where the legends and stuff come in. And he traces back the origins, and he retells in sort of a modern retelling the original story. And I don't know if you knew this about the princess and the frog, but in the original, I think it's Grimm Brothers story,
probably
the princess and the frog, it's either Grimm or Hans Christian Andersen, but I think it's the Grimm Brothers. The frog, spoiler alert, is not turned into a prince by being kissed, but is actually turned into a prince when the princess picks him up and throws him against the wall trying to kill him.
That's weird.
Yes.
Yeah. Fairy tales used to be really messed up.
They did.
Frog queen for kids.
Exactly.
So he kind of goes all over the map. He's always got a creature feature at the end of his podcast, and it doesn't necessarily have to do with the myth or the legend of the week. So, and he doesn't just pick from the types of mythology that I have either studied extensively or dabbled in. There's Japanese mythology. There's South American mythology. It's really, really cool, and I highly recommend it.
Addendum to that, which you should also listen to, Nicole, or watch, I guess, is Crash Course on YouTube has just started. I think there are about 4 or 5 episodes in right now. Crash Course Mythology.
Oh, yay!
Yeah, and they're sort of doing origin stories and pantheons, but, like, across all different locations, and it's really great.
Nice! Thank you for that recommendation, Sarah.
Lindsay?
Oh, I was distracted. I was just going to say, have you seen The Muppets Princess and the Frog? Because it is awesome. Well, you should.
There is a princess and a frog.
Huh?
Is that the one with Radish?
I don't think so. Robin's in it. Like, Kermit.
That's the princess and the pea.
Maybe.
Anyway,
it's called the Frog Prince, the Muppet Frog Prince. It is an excellent adaptation. I highly recommend it. But then that's not my recommendation. My recommendation is actually a beer, a local beer from Four Winds called the Four Winds Saison, because we've been having a rough winter, as most of Canada has. It's rougher for us because we're not used to that amount of snow and cold. It was weird. We were unprepared. And
not just our whole city.
Our whole cities were unprepared.
For that.
And then they were prepared for like the second and third coming of the snow. But it didn't really help. Like they tried their hardest.
Yes,
they really did. But there was still a lot of snow.
We were
a long, long time. And people were like stealing sand from the beach and it was horrible. Yeah. anyway, now it's the middle of April. And the sun is out today.
Yay!
And I like to drink beer in the sun. And I like beer that makes me think about summer. And the 4-1 Saison is a great thing to enjoy.
It is really good.
It's really good. Sarah and I have enjoyed it while we work, while we babysit.
While we sit on the patio.
While we sit on a patio. I would just like to say that the baby in that, it was asleep.
Important note.
Important note. But it's delicious, and I'm excited. Tomorrow, we might have some when we meet up with our other best friends. Scandal. We have more best friends. Oh, no. I'm excited to enjoy it on some patios in the upcoming sunshine.
Hopefully warm weather.
Well, it's going to keep raining, but it's April.
Yeah. If it cracks 50, that'd be really starting.
Yes. And then it'll be May, and it'll be fine.
Yeah.
And everything will be fine. We just have to get through. It'll be okay, guys. I wore flip-flops today. It's fine. To the pie shop. It was not very...
Awesome. Well, that's probably a good place to wrap it up.
Did you... No, we did our recommendations.
We did all of our recommendations. Yeah. Yep. We only need to go around the circle once.
Yep.
Last parting words for you all. You can follow us on Twitter at...
Life Wives for Life.
You want to pronounce that better?
Life. Wives. With a V. Four. This one's actually spelled.
Yeah.
Life.
Nice.
I'm pretty sure.
You can subscribe to us on iTunes.
We can.
I don't know how to do that yet. But we'll put some information on our social media. Although if you're listening to this, you've probably found us on iTunes somehow.
Yep. And we have the Facebook.
Oh, yeah.
And the Instagram.
Yeah.
And we are powered by Physarum Connections.
Yeah.
And you can follow all of our other things, which we'll get into, but there's many. Yeah. So, you know, if you've seen a whale, go to whaletales.org. And if you need a website, go to Physarum. And if you just want to hang out with us and be like, hey guys, you're cool, go to LifeWives. And tweet at us and tell us what you love about the 90s. Or what your favorite beer is.
Or which of the stories we've teased today
you most excited about, yeah. Or why you love West Wing.
Yeah.
Or Joshua Jackson.
All of the above.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that's about all.
Yay!
Yay! Cheers!
Thanks for listening to our first episode of Life Wives for Life. Links to our website and to all of our social media can be found in the show notes. We'll see you next time.